ಯಶೈವ ಪಾದಂ ಭುಜ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಲಭ್ಯ ಪ್ರೇಮಾಭಿಧಾನ ಪರಮ ಪುಮತ್ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಜಗನ್ ಮಂಗಳ ಮಂಗಳಾಯ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಆನಂದ ಲೀಳಾಮಯ ವಿಗ್ರಹಾಯ ಹಿಮಾವ ದಿವ್ಯೋ ಛವಿ ಸುಂದರಾಯ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಮಹಾಪ್ರೇಮ ರಸ ಪ್ರದಾಯ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಜನ್ನಾಪ್ತಂ ಕರ್ಮ ನಿಷ್ಠೈರ್ನ ಚ ಸಮಧಿಗತಂ ಜತ್ತಪ ಧ್ಯಾನ ಜೊಗೈರ್ ವೈರಾಗೈ ಸ್ತ್ಯಾಗಸ್ತತ್ತಸ್ತುತಿಭಿರಪಿ ನಾದತ ಕೀರ್ತಂ ಚಾಪಿ ಕೈಶ್ಚಿತ್ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಭಾಜಂಗಪಿ ನ ಚ ಕಳಿತಂ ದದ ರಹಸ್ಯಂ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಚ ನಾಮ್ನೈವ ಪ್ರಾದುರಾಸೀತ್ ಅವತರತಿ ಪರೇ ಜತ್ರತ ನೌಮಿ ಗೌರಂ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚರಿತಾಮೃತ ಆದಿಲೀಳಾ
ಅರ್ಥಾತ್ ಚರಾಚರ ವಿಶ್ವಕ್ಕೆ ಸಬ್ಕಿಚಿರ ಅವಸ್ಥಿತಿರ ಸತ್ತಾ ನಿರ್ಭರ ಕರೆ ಸೈ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಉಪರೆ ಕಿಂತು ಕೌಣಸಿ ಕೌಣಸಿ ಪಂಡಿತ ಮನ್ಯ ವ್ಯಕ್ತಿ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿರ ಅಂತರ್ಗತ ಸಬಿತ್ವ ಆದಿ ಜಗತ್ ಸತ್ತಾರ ಕಾರಣ ನಿರ್ಧಾರಣ ಕರಂತಿ ಕಿಂತು ವೇದಾಂತ ಸೂತ್ರ ವಾ ಶ್ರುತಿ ತಾ ಸರ್ವತ ಭಾವೆ ಖಂಡನ ಕರಿ ಯಾ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಿತ ಕರ್ಚನ್ ಜೆ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಹಿ ಪತ್ರ ಧಾರಣ ಕರಿ ತಾಂಕರ ಅಸಮರ್ಥ ವೃದ್ಧಾಂತ ಪ್ರತಾಪ ದೇ ಜಗತ್ ನಿಯಂತ್ರಣಕಾರಿ ರೂಪೆ ವಿರಾಜಮಾನ ಅಛಂತಿ ସେ ଶଙ୍ଖ ଚକ୍ର ଧାରୀ ପୁଣି ଏହା ଜାଣିବାକୁ ହବ ଯେ ଏତଦ୍ଯେ ବିଦୁର୍ମୃତାସ୍ତେ ଭବନ୍ତି ସେଇ ଶ୍ରୀହରିଙ୍କୁ ଜାଣିଲେ ହିଁ ମନୁଷ୍ୟ ମୃତ୍ୟୁର ପରପାରକୁ ଯାଇ ଅମୃତତ୍ଵ ଲାଭ କରେ ସେଠାରେ ସୂର୍ଯ୍ୟ ଅଗ୍ନି ବାୟୁ ଏପରିକି କାଳର ମଧ୍ୟ କୌଣସି ପ୍ରଭାବ ବିସ୍ତାର ଚଳେ ନା ସ୍ୱେଦାଶ୍ୱେଦର ଉପନିଷଦରେ କୁହାଯାଇଛି ତମେବ ବିଦିତ୍ୱାତି ମୃତ୍ୟୁମେତି ନାନ୍ୟ ପନ୍ଥା ବିଦ୍ୟତି ଅୟନାୟ ଅର୍ଥାତ୍ ସେଇ ଭଗବାନ ଶ୍ରୀହରିଙ୍କୁ ତତ୍ତ୍ୱରେ ଜାଣିଲେ ମୃତ୍ୟୁର ପରପାରକୁ ମନୁଷ୍ୟ ଯାଇ ଅମୃତ ଲାଭ ଅମୃତତ୍ଵ ଆସ୍ୱାଦନ ଅର୍ଥାତ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ପ୍ରେମାନନ୍ଦରେ ନିମଗ୍ନ ହୁଏ ଏହା ଏକମାତ୍ର ଅମରତ୍ଵ ଲାଭର ପଥ ଦ୍ୱିତୀୟ କୌଣସି ପନ୍ଥା ନାହିଁ କୃଷ୍ଣ ପରମେଶ୍ୱର ତତ୍ତ୍ୱ ಕಠೋಪನಿಷತ್ ಇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬಿನ್ ಸೇಡ್ ಜದಿದಂ ಕಿಂಚ ಜಗತ್ ಸರ್ವಂ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಏದತಿ ನಿಸೃತಂ ಮಹದ್ ಭಾವಂ ವಜ್ರಮಧತಂ ಜ ಏತದ್ ಬೀಜಮೃತಾಂತೆ ಭವಂತಿ ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕಾಸ್ಮಿಕ್ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟೇಷನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ಸೀ ಬೇಸ್ಡ್ ಆನ್ ವಾಟ್ What is its base? The base is Supreme Personality of Godhead, nobody else, isn't it? This is only, he is the only base. Some so-called pandits, say that Sabitu, that means the sun is the base. They say so, but that's not a fact. Because the sun drives its potency from the that omnipotent supreme lord without him he has no existence at all you understand but Vedanta sutra completely has completely condemned this philosophy the so called pandit's philosophy you understand Vedanta sutra says That Brahma is very powerful, as if the Brahma has carried that thunderbolt, Vajra, and controls everything here in this material manifestation. And thereby, he establishes himself as Asamartha. You understand Asamartha? That nobody is superior to him and nobody is equal to him. He is known as Asamartha. Asama Umba. You understand? He establishes this truth. It is stated there, yes, that Lord Vishnu has Shankha, Chakra, Gada, Buddha. Four things. Consider. চক্র, দিস গদা ক্লা পদ্ম লোটাস, and this one should understand this thing that that Upanishad say etat ja bijur nutaste bhavanti, one who can understand that supreme truth Lord Hari or Krishna, then he can be immortal, he can be immortal, he will cross over this mortal existence and be immortal. You understand? Because he is the spirit soul. He is eternal. Spirit soul is eternal. Has spirit soul death? As if death, the body dies, the soul never dies. You understand? This is the first lesson given in Bhagavad Gita. How can one revive his original, this constitutional position? How? Unless he understands Lord Hari at this tattva. You understand? Vedanta Sutra says this thing. So, and in the human form of life, this opportunity has been given to understand this Supreme Lord in tattva, not in other form of life. Then the human being can cross over the mortal self, mortal existence, and can go to that stage where he can become immortal. Do you understand? In Bhagavad Gita you find, na tad bhasate sujyo, na susanko, na pabuko, jadgattvama nivartanti taddhama paramo mama. That Bhagavad Gita said, that the same thing has been stated in Vedanta Sutra, Upanishad also. Because there is no need of sun, fire, electricity, even wind, vibe, you understand? And there is no influence of time, eternal kala, no influence, you understand? Such is the spiritual kingdom. In Shweta Shweta Upanishad this has been stated, tameva viditvati murtumeti nanyapantha vidyati vayunaya. Why don't you understand? I will become Vaishnava. Tameva viditvati murtumeti nanyapantha vidyati vayunaya. Shweta Shweta Upanishad says, unless one knows that Supreme Truth Hari, he cannot go beyond supreme position, the spiritual position where there is no death. He cannot go there. He cannot go there. Unless he knows. For the human being cannot attain immortality unless he knows this thing, this tattva. He cannot taste nectar then, unless he become immortal. How can he taste nectar? One will taste nectar and immediately becomes immortal. Isn't it? In other words, we may say, human being cannot inundate himself in that ocean of love of Krishna unless he knows him in tattva. So this is the only way how to achieve immortality. This Shweta Shweta Upanishad says, there is no other way. Nanya pantha vidyate vayunaya, no other way. This is the only way. You understand? Sri Krishna Tattva Saktimam Gita Vishnu Puranadi Tahate Pramana Kashire Prakasanandadi Mayabhadanyasi Manuku Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Shakti Tattva Katha Bhagavan Kauchanti Shaktiman Shakti Tattva Jiva Tattva Hunchi Shakti Krishna Tattva Hunchi Shaktiman Jiva Tattva Shaktiman Nuhe Tenu Shakti Shaktiman Shaitya Samana Tavati Bhari Itankara Katha Gita Vishnu Puranadi Tahate Pramana ये प्रमाण गीता विष्णु पुराण आदि बहु बहु वैदिक शास्त्र मानकर दिया जाए ইয়াপরে ভাষ্য দেই আমার পরমারাধ্য গুরুদেব শ্রী শ্রীমদে শ্রী ভক্তিবেদান্ত স্বামী রূপাজী মহারাজ কৌচন্তি as already explained there are three prasthanas on the path of advancement in spiritual knowledge namely na prasthanam shruti prasthanam and smriti prasthanam ubor kahane che kotha amar tinoti prasthan achi ba prasthan troyo boli kaha jay e jo spiritual knowledge adhyatmik gyan achi gyan patra grahan kariba nimito tinoti prasthan achi prasthan troyo গোটে হচ্ছে ন্যায় প্রস্থান যাহা বেদান্ত ফিলোসফি বলে কুহযাচ্ছে আর গোটে হচ্ছে শ্রুতি প্রস্থান যেটা উপনিষদ উপনিষদ বৈদিক মন্ত্র বৈদিক মন্ত্র সব দিয়েছে স্মৃতি প্রস্থান তাহা হচ্ছে ভগবদ গীতা মহাভারত পুরাণ আনফরচুনেটলি মাওবাদী ফিলোসফার্স ডু নট অ্যাকসেপ্ট দি স্মৃতি প্রস্থান ইয়ে দুর্ভাগ্যের কথা যে মাওবাদী দার্শনিকগণ স্মৃতি প্রস্থানকে স্বীকার করুনাহ স্মৃতি রেফার্স টু দি কনক্লুজনস ড্রন ফ্রম বেদিক এভিডেন্স স্মৃতি তাহা কুহযায় যাহা বৈদিক সিদ্ধান্ত মূলক কথা বৈদিক সিদ্ধান্ত হিসেবে দিয়া আছে সমটাইমস মাওবাদী ফিলোসফার্স ডু নট অ্যাকসেপ্ট দি অথরিটি অফ ভগবদ গীতা অ্যান্ড পুরাণস অ্যান্ড দিস ইজ কল্ড অর্ধ কুকুটি ন্যায় বেড়ে বেড়ে মাওবাদী দার্শনিকগণ ভগবদ গীতা পুরাণ স্বীকার করতে না ইহাকে কুহযায় অর্ধ কুকুটি ন্যায় কুকুড়ার অধা স্বীকার করা কুকুড়া পাটি বাটে খাউছি পছ বাটে তার অন্ডা দৌছি মোর অন্ডা দরকার খাইবাকে দেওয়া দরকার নাই তেমন কাটি দিও তাকে অধা করে দিও খালি পছটাই দরকার মোর অন্যায় দরকার অর্ধ কুকুটি ন্যায় অধা স্বীকার করে অধা করিব না ইভেন বিলিভস ইন দি বেদিক লিটারেচার্স ওয়ান মাস্ট অ্যাকসেপ্ট অল দি বেদিক লিটারেচার্স রেকগনাইজড with great acharyas, but this Mahabharata was accept only the Nyaya Prasthana and Shruti Prasthana, rejecting Smriti Prasthana. Jodi Vaidika Sahitya Kare Vishwasthana Sthapana Kurucho, Dahale Samugra Vaidika Sahitya Kare Grahana Kariva Dorkar, যাহা মহান আচার্যগণ পূর্বপুর আচার্যগণ স্বীকার করে দিয়েছেন কিন্তু মাওবাদী দার্শনিক গুণ ন্যায় প্রস্থান শ্রুতি প্রস্থানকে কেবল স্বীকার করতে স্মৃতি প্রস্থানকে স্বীকার করতে না হিয়ার হাইভার শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু সাইডস এভিডেন্স ফ্রম গীতা বিষ্ণু পুরাণ এটসেট্রা উইচ আর স্মৃতি প্রস্থান এঠারে শ্রীমন চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু গীতা বিষ্ণু পুরাণ আদি বৈদিক শাস্ত্র মানুষের কথা কুমার যাহা স্মৃতি পুরাণ বলে কুহযাচ্ছে নো ওয়ান ক্যান অভয়েড দি পর্সোনালিটি অফ গড হেড ইন দি স্টেটমেন্টস অফ ভগবদ গীতা অ্যান্ড অদর বৈদিক লিটারেচার সচ অ্যাজ মহাভারত অ্যান্ড পুরাণ ভগবদ গীতা এবং অন্য বৈদিক সাহিত্য যথা মহাভারত পুরাণ মানকরে যাহা সব বৈদিক তত্ত্ব সিদ্ধান্ত দিয়াযাইছি তাহাকে ভগবানের সম্বন্ধে কথা কুহযাইছি তাহাকে কেহি অস্বীকার করিপারিবে না লর্ড চৈতন্য দেহার পর কোর্স প্যাসেজ ফ্রম ভগবদ গীতা শ্রী চ্যাপ্টার তেমন শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু ভগবদ গীতা সপ্তম অধ্যায় ঈশ্বরকে উদ্ধার করলে অপরিয়ং ইতস্তন্যাং প্রকৃতিং বিধি মে পরাং জীবভূতং মহাবাহো জয়দং ধার্যতি জবাব এ শ্রীমদ ভগবদ গীতার কুহাইছে এ মহাবাহু অর্জুন মোর অপরা প্রকৃতি ব্যতীত এক অপরা প্রকৃতি অছি যাহা মধ্যে এ জীবগণ অন্তর্ভুক্ত হচ্ছে যেমানে এ জগতরে ভৌতিক জগতরে ভূত প্রকৃতি সহিত সংগ্রামরত অছন্তি এবং এ জগৎকে উদ্ধার করছন্তি এ কথা উদ্ধার করে এ হচ্ছে শক্তি শক্তিমানর কথা কারণ মাওবাদী দার্শনিক গণ শক্তি শক্তিমান একীভূত করে দেছেন একা করে দেছেন সমান বলে কই দেছেন জীব আর কৃষ্ণকে সমান বলে কইছেন তাহা হচ্ছে অপরাধ মূলক কথা শক্তিকে শক্তিমানক সহিত সমান করিবা অপরাধ মূলক কথা সেই মহাপ্রভু এ বৈদিক সাহিত্যর সিদ্ধান্ত বা প্রমাণ উল্লেখ করছেন গীতা বিষ্ণু পুরাণ প্রভৃতি এই প্রমাণ দিয়া যাই ଜୀବଗଣ ହେଉଛନ୍ତି ଶକ୍ତି, କୃଷ୍ଣ ହେଉଛନ୍ତି ଶକ୍ତିମାନ, ଶକ୍ତି ଶକ୍ତିମାନ ସହିତ ସମାନ ବେଦନା। ଏଇ ପ୍ରସ୍ଥାନ ତ୍ରୟର କଥା ଏଠି କହୁଛନ୍ତି, ପୂର୍ବରୁ ପ୍ରସ୍ଥାନ ତ୍ରୟର କଥା କୁହାଯାଇଛି, ବର୍ତ୍ତମାନ ପୁଣି ସେଇ କଥା ଏଇଠି ଆସୁଛି। ଏଗୁଡ଼ାକୁ ଯଦି କେହି ନ ବୁଝିବ ତାହେଲେ କଥାଟା ଆମେ ବୁଝିପାରିବ ନା। ଏ ପ୍ରସ୍ଥାନଶ୍ରୟ ଶ୍ରୁତି ପ୍ରସ୍ଥାନ, ନ୍ୟାୟ ପ୍ରସ୍ଥାନ, ସ୍ମୃତି ପ୍ରସ୍ଥାନ, ଶଙ୍କର ସମ୍ପ୍ରଦାୟର ଦାର୍ଶନିକ ମାନେ ତ୍ରିବିଧ ପ୍ରସ୍ଥାନ ଯଦି ସ୍ୱୀକାର କରନ୍ତି, କିନ୍ତୁ ଏଠି ଆମର ପରମାରାଧ୍ୟ ଗୁରୁଦେବ ଶ୍ରୀ ଶ୍ରୀମଦେବ ଶ୍ରୀ ଭକ୍ତିବେଦାନ ସ୍ୱାମୀ ପ୍ରଭୁପାଦ କହୁଛନ୍ତି ଯେ ନ୍ୟାୟ ପ୍ରସ୍ଥାନ ଶ୍ରୁତି ପ୍ରସ୍ଥାନକୁ ସେମାନେ ସ୍ୱୀକାର କରନ୍ତି, କିନ୍ତୁ ସ୍ମୃତି ପ୍ରସ୍ଥାନକୁ ସ୍ୱୀକାର କରନ୍ତି ନା। ମାଧବାଚାର୍ଯ୍ୟଙ୍କ ପାଖରେ ଚତୁର୍ବିଧ ପ୍ରସ୍ଥାନ ଅଛି, ପ୍ରମାଣ ପ୍ରସ୍ଥାନ, ଶ୍ରୁତି ପ୍ରସ୍ଥାନ, ଗୀତା ପ୍ରସ୍ଥାନ, ସୂତ୍ର ପ୍ରସ୍ଥାନ। ଏ ମାଧବାଚାର୍ଯ୍ୟଙ୍କ ମଧ୍ୟରେ ଚତୁର୍ବିଧ ପ୍ରସ୍ଥାନ କଥା କୁହାଯାଉଛି, କିନ୍ତୁ ସାଧାରଣତଃ ଶ୍ରୁତି ପ୍ରସ୍ଥାନ, ନ୍ୟାୟ ପ୍ରସ୍ଥାନ, ସ୍ମୃତି ପ୍ରସ୍ଥାନ, ଏ ପ୍ରସ୍ଥାନ ତ୍ରୟ ବୋଲି କୁହାଯାଏ, ତ୍ରିବିଧ ପ୍ରସ୍ଥାନ। ପ୍ରସ୍ଥାନ ଶବ୍ଦର ଅର୍ଥ ହେଉଛି କ'ଣ, କ'ଣ ପ୍ରସ୍ଥାନର ଅର୍ଥ ଆଗରୁ କୁହାଯାଇଛି କ୍ୟାଁ ଶୁଣ, ଖାଲି ରେକର୍ଡ କରୁଛୁ ନା କିଛି ମନ ରଖୁଛୁ, ପାଠ ବୋଲ କରୁଛୁ ନା ନାଇଁ, ନିଜ କରିବା ଦରକାର। ପୃଥିବୀଗତ ବିଦ୍ୟା କଲେ କି ହବ ନା, ପୃଥିବୀଗତ ବିଦ୍ୟା ପର ହସ୍ତଗତ ଧନ ଦରକାର ବେଳେ କାମ ଦେଉ ନେଇ ବାପା, ହଁ ନିଜର ହେଲେ ତ ହବ, କେମିତି କାମ ଦେଉ। ଗୋପୀନାଥ ଆଚାର୍ଯ୍ୟ ପ୍ରଭୁ, ଇଫ୍ ୱେଲ୍ଥ ଇଜ୍ ୱିଥ୍ ସମ୍ ଅଦର ପର୍ସନ୍ ନଟ୍ ୱିଥ୍ ୟୁ, ହାଉ କ୍ୟାନ୍ ୟୁ ୟୁଟିଲାଇଜ୍ ଇଟ୍, ଇଫ୍ ଦି ୱେଲ୍ଥ ଇଜ୍ ନଟ୍ ୱିଥ୍ ୟୁ, ହଁ ୟୁ ସୁଡ୍ ହାଭ୍ ୱେଲ୍ଥ, ଅଦରୱାଇଜ୍ ହାଉ କ୍ୟାନ୍ ୟୁ ସ୍ପେଣ୍ଡ ଇଟ୍, ଇଫ୍ ଇଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ୱିଥ୍ ଅଦର ମ୍ୟାନ୍ ଅଦର ପର୍ସନ୍, ଦି ବିଦ୍ୟା ଦି ନଲେଜ୍ ୟୁ ସୁଡ୍ ହାଭ୍ ୱେଲ୍ଥ। If it only contains in the scriptures and you cannot acquire, how can you express it? You understand? You should have it your own. Make it own. Rama Sabdarath, what is the meaning of Prasthana? What is the meaning of Prasthana? There are three Prasthanas, Prasthana Throya. It is stated here. ଶ୍ରୁତି ପ୍ରସ୍ଥାନ, ନ୍ୟାୟ ପ୍ରସ୍ଥାନ, ସ୍ମୃତି ପ୍ରସ୍ଥାନ, ଜାଣିଛନ୍ତି ଶ୍ରୀଲ ପ୍ରଭୁପାଦ ଏକ୍ସପ୍ଲେନ୍ ହିୟର। ଶ୍ରୁତି ପ୍ରସ୍ଥାନ ମିନ୍ସ ଉପନିଷଦ ବେଦିକ ମନ୍ତ୍ର, ନ୍ୟାୟ ପ୍ରସ୍ଥାନ ବେଦାନ୍ତ ଫିଲୋସଫ, ଏଣ୍ଡ ସ୍ମୃତି ପ୍ରସ୍ଥାନ ଗୀତା ମହାଭାରତ ପୁରାଣ ଏଟ୍ସେଟ୍ରା, ଜାଣିଛନ୍ତି। ସୋ ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ମିନିଂ ଅଫ୍ ପ୍ରସ୍ଥାନ, ଜଗନ୍ନାଥ ପୁରୀ ଶୁଣିନାହିଁ ଆଗେ କୁହାଯାଇଛନ୍ତି ପ୍ରଭୁପାଦ ମହାରାଜ ସେ ଅଲରେଡ଼ି ଏକ୍ସପ୍ଲେନ୍ ଦେର୍ ଆର୍ ଥ୍ରୀ ପ୍ରସ୍ଥାନସ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଦି ପାଥ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଆଡ଼ଭାନ୍ସମେଣ୍ଟ ଇନ୍ ସ୍ପିରିଚୁଆଲ୍ ନଲେଜ୍, ଅଲରେଡ଼ି ଏକ୍ସପ୍ଲେନ୍, ୱି ହାଭ୍ ଅଲରେଡ଼ି ଡିସ୍କସ୍ଡ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଥିଙ୍ଗ୍ ଡେଟ୍ ଦିନବନ୍ଧୁ ଇଜ୍ ଓନ୍ଲି ଇନ୍ ଦି ବୁକ୍, ଇଟ୍ ନଟ୍ ୱିଥ୍ ମି। ପୃଥିଗତ ବିଦ୍ୟା ବାପା, the knowledge is there in the book, not with me. Wealth is with Gopinath Prabhu, not with you. How can you spend the wealth? Utilize Baba, make your own wealth. Prathigata vidya parahastagata dhana. Baba, darkar bada kama dabo na. At the time of need, you cannot utilize it. It can't help you, Baba, if it doesn't belong to you. Make it your. What do you say? Do you understand? Prasthana means Vedic literature. Do you understand? In Sanskrit it's akar grantho. Do you understand? In those literatures, in prasthana grantho, the evidences, the siddhantas of the philosophy, philosophical siddhantas are clearly explained. You understand? And those creatures, one further, called prasthanas. You understand? Known as prasthanas. You understand? Can you make it your own?
And for your mercy.
Oh, Baba, it is in the book. Not with you. No hurry, make it your own. So, generally there are three prasthanas: Shruti prasthan, Naya prasthan, and Smriti prasthan. You understand? According to the opinion of Madhvacharya, there are four prasthanas. You know? What are you doing? Doing chitting chatting? Like monkeys? Like monkeys chitting chatting? It's already explained. I have already told this thing. Now it is the repetition. According to Madhvacharya, there are four prasthanas. Pramana prasthana, Shruti prasthana, Gita prasthana, Sutra prasthana. You understand? According to Madhvacharya, there are four prasthanas. But generally, prasthana traya, three prasthanas. Generally, Shruti prasthana, Naya prasthana, Smriti prasthana. But these Mahavadi philosophers, they accept Naya-prasthana and Shruti-prasthana. They reject Shruti-prasthana. You understand? Naya-prasthana is Vedanta philosophy, Shruti-prasthana Upanishad Vedic mantras. You understand? Shruti-prasthana is Bhagavad Gita, Mahabharata, and Puranas, Smriti prasthana. So Mahaprabhu says, Gita Vishnu Purana Adi Tahate Pavan. Pramana, Gita Vishnu Purana, this is Smriti prasthana. So in Smriti prasthana this has been said, Jiva Tattva Sakti, Krishna Tattva Sakti Ma. Living entities are energies, not energetic, and Krishna Tattva is energetic. You understand? Krishna Tattva is energetic. This is in Smriti Prasthana, Gita, Vishnu Purana, you'll find this thing. But these Mahavadi philosophers, they don't accept it. When you say Prasthana Trayo, you should accept the total, everything. Only accepting two and rejecting one. What is this nonsense? This is Ardha Kukuti Nyaya. You understand?
Logic of half a hand.
Yes, thus accept half of the egg. The end legs egg. It legs egg by the back side. Is by the front side. I want only egg. So cut it half. Only back side I want. I get only egg. I'm not giving him food. This is Ardha Kukuti Nyaya. What is this nonsense? Accept the whole hand. Why half? Accept the prasthana traya. Three prasthanas. Why only two and reject one? This is nonsense. You understand? So, in Veda, when we speak about Veda and Vedic literature, we must understand this thing. We must understand this thing. Veda means total. You should accept total Veda, not only some portion or partial. That is Ardha Kukuti Nyaya. That cannot help you. You understand? That cannot help you. That is not our philosophy that we would say. You understand? So, Veda, Vedanta, Vedanga. You understand? Veda,
Vedant and Vedanga. So, what is Veda? What is Veda?
The four Vedas, the Upanishads.
The definition of Veda?
Knowledge.
Little knowledge?
State.
Transcendence. Even knowledge. Both material and transcendental. Jnana-kanda, person, you understand? Karma-kanda, sokali vijer bhanda. Nartam Das Thakur said. Karma-kanda, jnana-kanda, sokali vijer bhanda. It's like poisonous pot. Jnana-kanda and karma-kanda, person, Veda is like poisonous pot. The pot contains poison. Nartam Das Thakur, Vaishnava Acharya says. Veda contains everything. Still, Veda comes from the breathing of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nishwasitabhani. You understand? Nishwasam, nishwasam breathing. So when it comes from Krishna everything comes sat and asat. Isn't it? That Krishna has already said. So Veda contains everything. Do you know Sanskrit? The verb root, the word is frame according to root. The root is vidhatu. Vidhatu, the word Veda is formed. In Sanskrit grammar, you say vidhatu karma vachya all pratyaya. That is Veda. Derived. How? It is derived. Do you understand? Are you a literature student?
No.
Now you are reading Vedic literature. Why say no? Now you are a student, isn't it? Why say no? A student? Brahmachari means student. Do you understand? Yes, education, a student, accepted teacher, isn't it? So, this is Vedic literature. Do you understand? And you should know all these things. Otherwise, how can you understand this thing? The word Veda is derived. Do you understand? Vidhatu, verb root. From Vidhatu, the word Veda is derived. Vidhatu karma vachya ala pratyaya. It's Veda. Do you understand? The root Vidhatu means to know, to feel. The meaning of that dhatu, Vidhatu. Do you understand? So, this definition also has been given. Vedayati dharmam brahma cha Veda. This is the definition of Veda also. Vedayati dharmam brahma cha Veda. You understand? The scripture, grantho, that gives this education, teaching to us, in which eternal dharma and para-brahma tattva has been explained. That scripture is Veda. You understand? Vedayati dharmam iti brahma, vedayati dharmam brahma cha Veda. This is the definition of Veda. You understand? Read it nicely, have it nicely. Become a good student. You understand? Not a bad student, a bogus student, bona fide student, or a bona fide teacher. Otherwise, blasphemy to your teacher. Who is your teacher? What have you been taught? Have you not been taught this thing? Is your teacher a bogus person? Not qualified one? Has not he taught this thing to you? That is the definition of Veda, how the word is derived. Huh? No hurry. Become nice student, good student. Not bogus student. Huh? You understand? Now you are students. You have come here to learn from the professor, teacher. Huh? Why don't you learn this thing? Do you understand? Yes. Don't bring blasphemy to your teacher. You will be. What do you say?
Ill repute.
Huh?
Ill repute.
Disgrace.
Yes. You will commit a parad thereby. Do you understand? You will be a hinder. In Tata Sandra, Goswami has said this thing. In Tata Sandra. Do you understand? This is authority. Jiva Goswami is Tata Acharya. You should quote Acharya. Authority. Do you understand? Anadi Siddho, Sarva Purusa Paramparasu, Sarva Laukika Laukika Jnana Nidanatvat, Aprakruta Vajana Lakhyana Vedaha. Do you understand? What Jiva Goswami says? Huh? Jiva Goswami says, the Veda comes from that Sachidananda Vigraha, Parameshwara, Sarveshwareshwara, Sarva Karana Karana, Sarva Adi Anadi, Parabrahma, Supreme Lord. Do you understand? From time immemorial, whose history you cannot trace out. Do you understand? Whose beginning you cannot trace out, anadi, it has come. Why is laughing? Why are you laughing? Huh? Parabrahma is a good student. You are a bad student. Why are you laughing at me? Don't laugh at me. You understand? Time immemorial. You cannot trace out its beginning. From beginningless time, it has come, this Veda. And it comes and descends through bona fide disciplic succession. So, parampara. You understand? And it contains all jnana, all sorts of knowledge. Karma kanda antargata jnana. Brahma vidya antargata jnana, all jnana, it contains all knowledge. Do you understand? And aprakruta sabda lakshana, transcendental. Do you understand? Because it comes from the Supreme Lord. That is Veda. Do you understand? In summary, we may say that the Veda comes from the Supreme Personality of Godhead and descend through bona fide disciplic successions. And this aprakrita sabda brahma is transcendental, sabda brahma is Veda. And as it comes down through disciplic succession by hearing process, Sruta Marga. So the other name of Veda is Shruti. Do you understand? Shruti. Shruti means it comes down in Sruta, hearing process, Sruta Marga. Sruta Pantha, we say Sruta. So its upper other name is Shruti. So therefore it is called Shruti Prasthana. And Shruti Prasthana. Do you understand? Shruti Prasthana, Smruti Prasthana. Shruti, Smruti, Puranadi, Pancharatrika, Vidhi Vina, Aikantika, Harir Bhakti, Utpata, Iva, Kalpati. Rupa Goswami says. Huh? If you want to access Shruti, Smruti, Pancharatrika, Vidhi, then your bhakti will create above disturbance, Baba. Disturbance. Don't do it. So this Mahabharata is great disturbance. And Veda has four divisions. You understand? Four divisions.
Four Vedas?
Veda has four divisions.
Karmakanda? Vedas, Upanishads, Brahmanas. Veda, Upanishad, Brahmana.
Then Brahma, Aranyaka, Upanishada, va Vedanta. বুঝিলাপুর মনে রাখা লাগে কেমিতি কথা কইব বৈষ্ণব হব কেমিতি গা সংহিতা ব্রাহ্মণ আরণ্যক উপনিষদ বা বেদান্ত দিজ আর ফোর ডিভিশনস ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড বি গুড স্টুডেন্ট রিড করেক্টলি অ্যাকোয়ার দি নলেজ করেক্টলি You should understand this thing, the divisions of Veda. What is Sanghita? What is Sanghita? Like Manu Sanghita? You understand? The Sanghita means where the Vedic hymns are given. Sukta, we say Sukta. Sukta Samasti, Sukta means mantra. You understand? That portion is Sanghita. And what is Brahmana? Brahmana portion of Veda.
Sacrifices.
In that portion, the description of different sacrifices. Yajna pudha, puddhati. In what yajna, what hymen, mantra will be recited is given in that portion. That is Brahmana portion of the Veda. You understand? Aranyaka portion. What is that? Understand? The Aranyaka portion is compiled by the rishis staying in Aranya, jungle. You understand? Their ashramas are in jungle. That is Aranyaka portion. And Upanishad or Vedanta, topmost portion of the Veda, topmost portion, is known as Upanishad or Vedanta, Sarva Upadesh. You understand? And subdivisions are there. Sanghita is divided into two portions. You understand? Two divisions. Sanghita. Bhagavan Nishtha, Vedanta Nishtha. You understand? And Brahman portion is divided into three parts. Karmakanda, Jnanakanda, Upasanakanda. Brahman portion. You understand? Brahman portion, you find Karmakanda, Jnanakanda, Upasanakanda. Three portions. You understand? This is Veda. Divisions, subdivisions like that. And Jnanakanda also, you'll find in Karmakanda portion you'll find all material things. You understand? Material things. Jada. But what is material that can also be utilized for the service of Krishna? The matter also comes from Krishna. That root is there. And in Upasana Kanda, you'll find the description of the opulence of the Lord and the energies of the Lord, Shakti. You'll find all these things in Upasana Kanda. And in Jnanakanda is divided into two parts. Brahma Pratipadaka, Bhagavat Pratipadaka. You understand? Brahma Pratipadaka and Bhagavat Pratipadaka. It's two parts, Jnanakanda. I mean say, yes, Jnanakanda. You understand? And when Mahaprabhu came, then also came Vedanga. You understand? Vedanga. Another thing. It came later on. It came later on, Vedanga. But you know that Vedanga? In Vedanga you'll find six portions. You understand? These shastras that comes within Vedanga is Sikhya, Kalpa, Vyakarana, Nirukta, Sanga, Jyotisha. This Vedanga. Sikhya, education. Kalpa, that Jagakriyas is Anupurvyaha Kalpaha. Anupurvyaha Kalpaha. That means in that portion, Kalpa portion, you find how to perform Jagakriya. You understand? Jagya Kriya, sacrifice, Jagya. And it's a chronological order. Krama Sikhya. That's Kalpa. Anupurvyaha Kalpa. And Sikhya portion, Vishnu Sukta Dinankara Sura Dirgya Nayo Sikhya. That is Sikhya. You understand? Vishnu Sukta, Vishnu Mantras. How you can pronounce in correct way? That is there in Sikhya portion. You understand? You should understand this thing. This question. What do you say? What do you say? Technical things, yes, technical. Yes. Then nirupta. You understand? Nirupta. Padarthasya niruptam. That's nirupta. Padarthasya niruptam. Nirupta means dictionary. Dictionary portion. You understand? It's nirupta. Dictionary. Different meaning of different words and usages. What is used in Veda, Vedopta. You understand? That's a nirupta portion. It's dictionary portion. Vedic dictionary. You understand? It's known Vedic dictionary. Nirupta. Then Sangaha. Going into this year, going away by this year. Student is a deaf, cannot assimilate. It's very hard to digest for him. Isn't it? He has indigestion. Indigestion. Janardhan. You have indigestion? Hard to digest? Take some medicine. Give him some Ayurvedic medicine. Digest the fire in the encounter. Digest it, Baba, digest it. Yes. What do you say? Chandaha. Mantranam chandaha. You understand? Mantranam chandaha. You understand? Every mantra, all mantra, you see, there are many mantras, hymens. In English we say hymen mantra. You know mantra? Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Gayatri Mantra. The Gayatri Mantra has been written in Gayatri Chanda. You understand? Gayatri Chanda. There are different chandas. You understand? Many Vedic hymens are there, many, many Vedic mantras are there, and they are written in different chandas. Gayatri Mantra written in Gayatri Chanda. Different chandas are there. So that is all described in that chanda portion. You understand? This is all Vedanga. And another is Jyotisha, astrology. That is known as also Jyotirveda, because it comes under Vedanga. Jyotisha. Vishnur Mahasavadi Samayasya Jyotihi. You understand? Vishnur Mahasavadi Samayasya Jyotihi. তিথি, বারো নক্ষত্র, প্ল্যানেট, স্টার্স, ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড অল দি থিংস, পঞ্জিকা ইউল ফাইন্ড, জ্যোতির্বেদ, অ্যাস্ট্রোলজি, অ্যান্ড অ্যাকর্ডিংলি আওয়ার ফেস্টিভ্যালস আর ডিটারমিন্ড, ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড ফেস্টিভ্যালস, মহোৎসব, বিষ্ণু মহোৎসব, হরি মহোৎসব, কৃষ্ণ মহোৎসব, লাইক দিস, ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড, ইটস ডিটারমিন্ড অ্যাকর্ডিং টু তিথি, বার, নক্ষত্র, হ্যাঁ, ক্যালকুলেশন ইজ দেয়ার, অ্যাস্ট্রোলজিক্যাল ক্যালকুলেশন, হ্যাঁ, জ্যোতিষ পোর্শন কন্টেন্টস অফ দিস থিং, ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড, দিস আর এ ধান, ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড, সো দিস ইজ বেদ, অ্যান্ড পুরাণাস আর নোন আজ পঞ্চম বেদ, ইতিহাস পুরাণ পঞ্চম বেদ উচ্যতে, ইজ ফিফথ বেদ, ঋক্সাম যজুর অথর্ব ফোর বেদ, ইতিহাস পুরাণ পঞ্চম বেদ ফিফথ বেদ, দ্যাট ইজ মেনশনড ইন শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম, ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড, সো দিস ইতিহাস পুরাণ মহাভারত দে কাম আন্ডার স্মৃতি প্রস্থান, ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড, অ্যান্ড দি মহারাজ রিজেক্টেড, অর্ধকুটি নেয়, what is it, ha, ardha ha ardha kukuti nyaya, means that don't do ariyam tastun nyam prakrutim vidhime param jiva bhutam mahabaho naidam dharjate jagam ইতস্তন্যাম প্রকৃতিং বিদ্ধি মে পরাম জীবভূত মহাবাহো চৈতুম ধার্যতে জগা এর ভোগ বাঞ্ছা উপজিল যে শ্রীকৃষ্ণ বলিল সেই সব বিদ্যা অস্মিতা জানিল, অস্মিতা বলে অহম ভাব, মুক্ত প্রবল মিথ্যা অহংকার জন্মিল, মহাপ্রভু কোর্স ভগবদ্গীতা সেভেন চ্যাপ্টার দিস ভার্স, besides the inferior nature, mighty Arjuna, the superior knowledge of mind, which is All living entities were struggling with the material nature and sustaining the universe. Because previously says, Gita Vishnu Puranati Tahate Pramana, Jiva Tattva Shakti, Krishna Tattva Shakti Ma. The living entities are energies, not energetic. The energetic is Krishna. This is being described in Bhagavad Gita and Vishnu Puran and other Vedic literatures. Now he gives evidence, quoting Bhagavad Gita, in 7th chapter, that Jiva Tattva is Shakti Tattva. That living entities are energies, not energetic. The Mahabharata theos are equalizing energy and energetic. Jiva, Krishna with Jiva, Jiva with Krishna. They are committing mistake wrong. So Mahaprabhu quotes this authority and speaks there. Srila Prabhupada repeatedly explained it in his purport and repeat it. Jiva is tatastha shakti. Jiva is in supreme energy, but it's tatastha shakti, marginal energy. His conceptual position is to be under superior energy, not in inferior energy. But why he is in the inferior energy? That is the question. Because he is tatastha, he is marginal. Marginal means two energies are in touch in him, both para and apara, superior and inferior. Both are in touch in jiva. Therefore, jiva shakti is marginal energy. You understand? But as he is superior energy, is not a product of inferior energy, it will remain under, so either of the two, he may remain under one energy, because two are in touch in him. He will remain in superior energies, then he remains in his own constitutional position. Then he can understand that he is not God, he is God's servant. You understand? If he, and he has minute independence, when he abuses that independence, he tries to lord it over this material nature, so he comes under this material energy and forgets his own identity. That he is superior energy, he is Krishna Das, he is servant of the Lord. He forgets this thing. Do you understand? So he says here, as Srila Prabhupada says, that the living entity identifies himself with the matter and enthusiastically engages in material activities in the guise of technologists, scientists, philosophers, etc. Do you understand? That is, his maya aparuta jnana, his pure knowledge has been lost. Maya has stolen. Do you understand? So it says like this. If you will ask us, say, jiva or conditioned soul, go see, who are you? What will he say? That's all right. What will he say? He'll say this thing. I am a philosopher or scientist or technologist, like that one. Srila Prabhupada said. Or in any way he'll say, I am king. You understand? Or I am citizen, praja, or I am an aquatic animal, or an animal of this land, or a bird, or a human being, or brahmana, or kshatriya, or vaisya, or sudra, or brahmachari, or vanaprasthi, or sannyasi, or I am an inhabitant of heaven planet, or inhabitant of mahalok, or tapalok, or janalok, or satyalok. Like this he'll say. Do you understand? You will never say that I am the servant of the Lord. This is due to his misidentification. Do you understand? Due to forgetfulness of his real identity in coming in contact with Maya. Do you understand? Due to this. But his real business is, his real concern is, as Srila Prabhupada said, that to go beyond this material conception, three modes of material nature. Do you understand? Bhavanandamananti is Jaman Abhivicharanaya. Yes. Mantra Abhivicharanaya Bhakti Yogena Sevate Sogunan Samatitani Tan Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. You see. Transcendental loving devotion service, the spiritual activity of the spirit soul. His spirit soul, his Atma Dharma, his real Dharma of the soul is transcendental loving service. To render loving service unto the Supreme Lord. But now he is engaged in material activity, in Maya service, not in the loving service of Supreme Lord. So Mayavadi philosophers confuse spiritual activity with the material activity. They confuse. They say that this is also devotees. Those who are under direction of the or guidance of a bona fide spiritual master engaged in the loving service of the Lord, their activity is not material activity, spiritual activity. But they confuse, this Mayavadi philosophy confuse. That's their mistake. So, the real concern is how to get out of this clutches of Maya and situate oneself in this real identity, real constitutional position. That is, mantra-jabhya-vicharena bhakti-yogina-savyata sa-gunan-samati-tahana-pramudhu-vayaya-kalpa. This is the only means. By abhya-vicharena bhakti, by another devotional service, if someone will, one who engages in spiritual activities on all that devotional service, immediately elevated to the transcendental platform and is to be considered Brahma Bhuta, which indicates that he is no longer in the material world but in the spiritual world. He is in the real constitutional position. Then he will say, Gopi Bhartri Pada Kamala Dasa Dasa Anu Dasa. At that time he will say, otherwise he cannot say this. He will say like this. Do you understand? So, our Shastra say this thing, Mahajanas, those who know this tattva, they see this thing, they say this thing, but the Mayavadi philosopher, they don't know this tattva. Three tattva mainly, is tattva, jiva tattva, shakti tattva, or maya tattva. And these Mayavadi philosophers, they are not at all tattva gyan. Do you understand? They don't know the real tattva. So they always confuse it, or sometimes they do. They are very learned pandits, scholars. They know Veda. They can quote Veda or Vedanta Sutra or Upanishad, they quote it. You understand? But they always do wordsably. They explain it in their own way. You understand? Explain in their own way, which is not bona fide, because they don't know the real tattva. You understand? This is word jugglery. Here it is said, Srila Prabhupada said, thus, although the Mayavadi philosophers appear to be very advanced in knowledge, they are not yet perfect. Not yet perfect. To come to the point of perfection, they must voluntarily surrender to Krishna, because perfect knowledge comes from Krishna. Pure knowledge, perfect knowledge, or pure knowledge, or transcendental knowledge comes from Krishna, because he is source of knowledge. Transcendental, pure intelligence also comes from Krishna. Suddha buddhi, pure intelligence, but they are abhisuddha buddhaya. They are intelligent. As they have not surrendered themselves unto Krishna, so their intelligence is impure intelligence. Do you understand? Impure intelligence. And though they appear to very advanced in knowledge, they are not yet perfect. And they always do word jugglery. Do you understand? Word jugglery. You know it? Can you cite an example which words of Mary they make? And they confuse the innocent people by their juggling. Yes? That's the wrong philosophy. The wrong philosophy. Because it's an entity, living entity. It has its own entity, individual entity. It's always eternal. It cannot lose its entity, identity. It's eternal. That's the wrong philosophy.